ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
नमो भगवते
वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
नमो भगवते
वासुदेवाय।
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप गदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यः एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। शृण्वतं स्वकथा कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनो हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सतां। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, the descendants of, Canto 4, Chapter 13, descendants of the Dhruva Maharaj, text number 10. Jada, Anda, Bahibadira, Unmata, Mukha, आकृति आत मति लक्षिता पति भालाना प्रशांता अर्चे इवानला। जडांड बधिरुन्मत्त जडानंद बधिरुन्मत्त मुखाकृति रतन्मति मुखाकृति रतन्मति लक्षितपति बालानां लक्षितपति बालानां प्रशांतार्चिर इवानला प्रशांतार्चिर इवानला। जडांद बधिरुन्मत्ता मुखाकृति रतन्मति लक्षितपति बालाना प्रशांतार्चिर इवानला। जडांड बधिरुन्मत्ता मुखाकृति रतन्मति
लक्षितपति
बालानां
प्रशांतार्चित इवानला जडांतापतिर् उन्मत्ता उपाकृतिरतन्मति लक्षितपति बालानां प्रशांतार्चित इवानला
जड़ा फूलिश अंधा ब्लाइंड बदी बदिरा डेफ उन्मत्त मैड मूका डम आकृति अपीयरेंस अतत नॉट लाइक दैट मती हिज इंटेलिजेंस लक्षिता He was seen, Pati, on the road, Balanam, by the less intelligent, Prashanta, calm, Archi, with flames, Iva, like, Analaha, fire. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Utkala appeared to be less intelligent persons on the road to be foolish, blind, dumb, deaf and mad. Although actually he was not so. He remained like fire covered with ashes without blazing flames. Translation responsibly please. Utkala appeared to be Utkala appeared to them less intelligent persons on the road to be foolish, blind, dumb, deaf, and mad. Although actually he was not so. He remained like fire covered with ashes without blazing flames. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In order to avoid contradiction, botheration, and unfavorable situations created by materialistic persons, a great saintly person like Jada Bharat or Utkala remains silent. Prabhupada says, I'm not saying. The less intelligent consider such saintly persons to be mad, deaf, or dumb. Factually, an advanced devotee avoids speaking with persons who are not in devotional life. But to those who are in devotional life, he speaks in friendship and he speaks to the innocent for their enlightenment. For all practical purposes, the whole world is full of non-devotees. And so, one kind of very advanced devotee is called Bhajanandi. Those who are Goshtiyanandi, however, preach to increase the number of devotees. But even such preachers also avoid opposing elements who are unfavorably disposed towards spiritual life. Hare Krishna. So in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are discussing about the descendants of Dhruva Maharaj. Because Dhruva Maharaj, we heard about the glories of Dhruva Maharaj, and now we are discussing about the descendants. And now this is we are discussing about Utkala. Who is Utkala? Utkala, son of Dhruva Maharaj. So here the characteristics of Dhruva Maharaj's son Utkala is being described. And it is mentioned, Utkala appeared to be less intelligent. Appeared to the less intelligent persons on the road to be foolish, blind, dumb, deaf and mad. Although actually he was not so. So this is like the normal world. Any person who is spiritually inclined, most of the people think like this person is mad. Pagal ho gaya. This is like a mad person. They think like that. But here it is mentioned unintelligent person, they think like that. Because this is sometimes, you know, like it is very hard to distinguish whether the person is mad or liberated. You know, the two people are there, very hard to distinguish, you know? Very hard to identify also. The person doesn't open the mouth, as long as the person does not open the mouth, it's very hard whether this person is liberated or mad. You know? Once you open the mouth, then you will know whether the person is really liberated person or mad person. That's the way you can find out. So generally people think like this. See here, we find also in our scriptures, like Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami, we all know. Sukadeva Goswami was in the mother's womb for how many years?
16 years.
So this is like a 16 years he was in the womb of the mother. And then as soon as, why he came out? He heard Bhagavatam and he wanted to distribute Bhagavatam. He wanted to speak about Bhagavatam. He wanted to give. So he came, and as soon as he came out, he said, I'm not going to stay in Vyasadeva's house. He just wanted to be at Vyasadeva's house. He thought, no, it's like too much Maya. So he just wants to come out. Even Vyasadeva's house is Maya. I mean, what can he think of anything else? So, but still he came out. And then what happened when he was walking, all these the small children, they were making fun with him, throwing stones at him. All these different things. They are thinking he is one among us, like Atmavan Manyate Jagat. Sometimes when we see the children, they think, this is another fellow, just another playmate has come, so let us play with him. They are throwing stones at him, teasing him, all these things they were doing. But Sukadeva Goswami didn't even care about anything. He was just walking. But when he reached the assembly where this Parikshit Maharaj is fasting and all the sages are there, as soon as the sages saw, immediately everybody got up. Then this fellow started, what is this? Like this? We were thinking he's our playmate and we are just throwing stones at him or we are teasing him. And this person is just like, as soon as this person comes in, everybody stands up. So it's just like, even to recognize the spiritual person, you need some buddhi. Otherwise, you can't recognize also. It's very difficult also, very difficult to recognize. So that is why it's Srila Prabhupada says here in the purport, beginning of the purport, in order to avoid contradiction, botheration, and unfavorable situations created by materialistic persons, a greatly saintly person like Jada Bharat or Utkala remains silent. See here, we have to understand, Prabhupada uses each and every word very specifically. It's not like just using any word. Avoid contradiction. Okay, what all the materialistic people give us? So these are all the Prabhupada says here. Contradiction, botheration, and unfavorable situation created by materialistic persons. These situations are there. That is why saintly people, most of the time they remain silent. But when an opportunity comes, when a suitable opportunity comes to speak or to discuss something, they are very open. Not that they are not like a dumb or deaf or anything. No? Because they are ready to speak. But most of the time what will happen is the materialistic persons are botheration. They will come with the idea, Swamiji, just give some blessings. Some blessings. Actually, Srila Prabhupada, once he was traveling in Hyderabad, Hyderabad to Nellur or somewhere he was traveling, some people got into the train. He wanted Srila Prabhupada's blessings. Swamiji, please give blessing. Prabhupada said, okay. So just he showed that 4 or 5 sannyasis were standing there, all the shaved head, you know, like they were shaven head. So if I give blessing, you will become like this. Do you want my blessing? Oh, no, Swamiji. Because normally people want blessing means what? Like normally in India, there's Ashirvad Swami. Ashirvad, you'll keep on giving Ashirvad only, nothing else. No? Keep on giving Ashirvad. Ashirvad means blessing. Just people don't normally want any this type of blessing. They want blessing like, okay, you will have a good wife, good car, good children, good money. That people want only this type of blessing. This is called botheration. Why? Because, see, these things, whatever according to your karma, whatever is due for you, it will come. As the happiness comes, distress also comes. Anybody is looking for distress? Anybody is looking, okay, from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, I have to work very hard. I want to find some distress. But we are writing in the diary, daytime, night, all these big iPad, iPod, everything we write, we want to be happy all the time. That is why we maintain so many gadgets and this and that. But whether you make all the plans for happiness, the happiness doesn't come. Whether you plan or not, distress automatically comes. So the happiness comes, same way distress also will come. So the saintly person is not bewildered by this. Not bewildered. Yes, it will come. Matras prashastu kaunteya sitoshna sukha dukkata agama payino anitya tam titikshasva bharata. Krishna is advising us, we have to tolerate. Will come. Not that a material world means like everything will be bed of roses, nothing, no problem, no. No, we are not in the spiritual world. Huh? There this thing will happen. But here the problems will be there. Every day-to-day problems will be there. So we have to face them. So here Srila Prabhupada says, in order to avoid contradiction, botheration. Contradiction is another thing. Contradiction. They will talk something. No? Like no reference to Shastra, no reference to any scripture, nothing. They will say something. This is the problem, no? Because they don't see, for any discussion to happen, there should be a common base. Has to be there. At least you have to accept some Sanatana Dharma or at least some this thing, no? Like Bhagavad Gita, some scripture, some base has to be there. Then only we can have discussion. We can't just have a discussion in the air, no? Like this is what is happening in my mind, this is what I am thinking. Who cares about you thinking, me thinking? What the Shastra is thinking? That is what we are concerned about. Like here, people are sitting here not to hear what I am thinking, what Shastra is saying, what Prabhupada is saying, what the previous Acharya is saying. That is important. What I am thinking, what can I think? And an insignificant person, how much we can think and how much we can do all these things. It's not possible. So this is what the contradiction and botheration and also unfavorable situation. Because sometimes they create a very unfavorable situation for the saintly people. So that is why the saintly people like Jada Bharat and Utkala remain silent. Actually, where in Bhagavad Gita says we have to remain silent? Which sloka?
12th chapter.
Think very carefully. Silent. Whether Krishna anywhere says you have to remain silent? No, Krishna doesn't say it. Prabhupada says, Prabhupada is one of the morning war, Prabhupada argued. Show me a sloka where Krishna says this, you have to remain silent. Krishna doesn't say that. Don't have to remain silent. But what Krishna says otherwise, satatam kirtayanto maam. Always 24 hours you glorify. Satatam kirtayanto maam yatantascha dridavrata. So he says like that. So silent is this thing for a person. Assuming a person is keep on talking some nonsense. Oh, remain silent. It's very good. For that person, silence is very good. Why? Because if he opens the mouth, all the crap comes out. Better this person remains silent. That person silent is good. Not for the person who can talk about Krishna all the time. That person, there is not. Actually talking about Krishna, he silence. Srila Prabhupada says, if you are talking about Krishna all the time, that means you are silent. If you are talking about all the mundane, materialistic things, then that means you are at this thing. This is real silence means talking about Krishna and Krishna-related things, that is silence. So, here it is mentioned, the great saintly person like Jada Bharat or Utkala remained silent. The less intelligent consider such saintly persons to be mad, deaf or dumb. This is another thing. Srila Prabhupada wrote one small essay. Who is crazy? Has anyone read that? There is one small... Who is crazy? The crazy people, they think we are crazy. We think they are crazy. This is like there is a competition going on. Who is crazy? Like we are thinking they are crazy because they are wasting their valuable human form of life. And then they are just wasting their energy and in... undue pursuits. There we are thinking they're crazy. And that fellow thinking, this fellow, what they morning 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, sitting there and chanting Hare Krishna, crazy fellows. Don't know how to enjoy life. They are thinking we are crazy. Yama Dharmaraj will finally decide who is really crazy. Unfortunately, in this world, as Prabhupada says here, most of the people are materialistic. Materialistic in the sense, they're not interested in Krishna consciousness. If there is a Albert Park, there is some this thing there, all the lake, function is happening, all the thousands and all morning 4 o'clock only they have Mangalarti there, all the bicycle, recycle, everything, everybody is assembled there, hundreds and thousands of people are there. Morning 4 o'clock, here Mangalarti hardly, here at least a lot of people are coming, but see this thing, how if there is something happening, some tennis open or tennis close, something happening, everybody goes, stands there and pay the money also and go there. And here there is some beautiful ladies, Radha and Krishna, Darshan. Not people are not interested. So this is a Kali Yuga. Manda sumanda matayo, manda bhagya upadruta. Always disturbed. This is our problem. This is the situation where we are in. So that is why when we see somebody like that, this person is like mad. Actually, you are mad. But that person is already sane. He is sane. He is sitting there and looking at the Lord and enjoying the Krishna Kirta, Krishna Katha. But the other people is mad. So less intelligent person, they think that the saintly people are mad. Factually, this is like an advanced devotee avoids speaking with persons who are not in devotional life. But to those who are in devotional life, he speaks in friendship and he speaks to the innocent for their enlightenment. There is a quiz. Bhagavatam class has to be very interactive. Not just like Ipan speaking and this fellow already kichidi smell is coming. This fellow is not even just started discussing that type of behavior. So here I'll read this. I'm just going to ask the quiz again. Factually, an advanced devotee avoids speaking with persons who are not in devotional life, but to those who are in devotional life, he speaks in friendship. And he speaks to the innocent for their enlightenment. Where this particular, you don't have to recite the sloka, where this particular thing is mentioned. There is a Srimad Bhagavatam only, it is mentioned somewhere else. Anybody remember? It's a bit difficult, but nothing is easy anyway. So here, I just want to, this is like a very, very interesting sloka, where Havi Yogendra, one of the Nava Yogendras, is giving this instruction to King Naimi. I will read these slokas are very, very important actually. Because we know how many cinema songs and how many movie songs we have remembered, like from the very beginning of our life. Even now we remember everything. All this very, very, very fresh in our mind. But in our life, at least once in a week, if you remember one sloka of Bhagavad Gita, one sloka of Bhagavatam, at least Ante Narayana Smriti will come actually. Because this is what we have to practice. We have so much memory, so much gigabyte of memory sitting here, and we are just not utilizing. So we have to remember. So this one sloka, I liked it very much, and so I want to read, and if you want to remember, we can remember also. Ishware tadadineshu balis Ishware tadadineshu balisheshu dushaschucha prema maitri krupa upeksha yakaroti sa madhyamaha. So this sloka is talking about who is a madhyama adhikari, who is a devotee. Actually, we all think we are uttam adhikari, we may be thinking like that, but we are not even uttam, we are like a kanishta adhikari, or just we are just a neophyte starting. We have a lot of starting trouble also, so we are starting. And at least we have to come to the level of a Madhyama Adhikari. So we all have to aspire to become a Madhyama Adhikari. So here the Lakshana, characteristics of Madhyama Adhikari is mentioned. That is what Srila Prabhupada is referring into this purport. So I will read here. Ishware tadadineshu baliseshu dishastucha prema maitri kripa upeksha yakaroti sa madhyamaha. This is coming in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 2nd chapter, text number 46. So I'll read the translation. An intermediate or second class devotee called Madhyam Adhikari offers his love to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is a sincere friend to all the devotees of the Lord, shows mercy to ignorant people who are innocent, and disregards those who are envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the characteristic Srila Prabhupada talks about. Now, having read the sloka, now you read the purport here. Factually, an advanced devotee avoids speaking with persons who are not in devotional life. Avoid speaking. What is the point in talking if the person is not showing any kind of... You just keep on putting balls, there is no wicket is falling. But anyway, we have to do our duty. Not that we are not interested in the wicket, but we have to do our duty of preaching the message. That is why Prabhupada says here, for an advanced devotee, avoid speaking with persons who are not in devotional life, but to those who are in devotional life, he speaks in friendship. So somebody is favorable? Yes, he is. Always he wants to, if somebody is like advanced, he takes association from that person. If somebody is in the same level peer, then he also exchanges the affection to the person. If somebody is innocent, he is preaching to the person. And somebody is envious, he wants to avoid the person. So this is the thing which we have to know. This is not like it's not Utkala's problem or it is a Jadabharat's problem. It is our problem actually. Sometimes when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, Utkala, poor guy, he had all this problem. No, Utkala didn't have any problem. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is giving all the references for us so that how we have to behave in this world. We will meet people. We will meet different type of varieties of people we'll meet in our preaching. When we see people, not everybody is going to be Uttama Adhikari. Or everybody is going to be Madhyama Adhikari. People will be from various levels. Somebody may be favorable. Somebody may be not favorable. Somebody may be envious. What should we do? So assuming somebody is envious, you keep on discussing with him, and then finally all his association will come to you only. So better these type of people, we just leave them. Not leave them in the negative sense, give prasadam. We don't leave anyone actually. For that matter, we don't want to leave anyone. We just want to, if you can't give philosopher Hare Krishna, few minutes. Everything is ready, just few minutes. So everything is like this is like we don't leave anyone like that. Anybody comes, we have to give whatever way of Krishna consciousness. Somebody may be interested in prasadam, somebody may be interested in kirtan, somebody may be interested in philosophy, whatever may be, we have to give. This is what our duty is, how to scratch our brain in such a way, how to give Krishna consciousness which this person is going to take. That is our problem. It's not, oh, the person is not interested. That means you're not scratching your brain actually. That means we are not scratching our brain. We have to scratch our brain thinking that what is the person's interest. That means you have to make friends. You have to make friends. First, prema maitri. This sloka is saying, what is saying? Prema maitri kripopeksha. Prema maitri. So it means you have to make friend, love and affection. Friend. Once you make friend, then the person is ready to give life. They used to sell this thing, na? Previously, they used to go become life members. Life members, you know, like people are very, how to become life members. So then you go to the person, actually you have to give your life for Krishna. Life for Krishna? How much is a life membership fee? I'll give that. Okay. I can give that, but I can't give my life, but I can give my life membership fee. If you directly ask for life membership, he may not become a life member. Why should I become life member? Why I have to give the money? But you go and tell them, you have to give your life for Krishna. Oh, life, oh, that I can't do. But life member, I get 10,000, 15,000 you take. I'll give that. But yeah, you have to be intelligent. What should say? Srila Prabhupada always says, like, there is one preacher. Preaching is also a technique. One preacher, a Christian preacher, he went to preach in a mine, mine area. Mine, there is a mine, mines, you know, mine. So that area he went. He said, you have to surrender to Jesus. So then all the mine worker looked here and there. So Jesus, what is his number? They all work by the number because everybody has a number. No? This is an employee number or something number. What is his number? No. Jesus is not a number. He is Son of God. Oh, Son of God. Okay. You have to surrender to him. Otherwise you go to hell. What is hell? Hell will be a dark and damp place. Always gloomy. Because they are already staying there only. Mine will be already dark, damp, dumb. And it didn't really affect them. And then the preacher said, then it's not working. Then there is no newspaper in the... Oh, that's very bad. Hell, no newspaper means that that's a very bad place only. How can we live there? So then we have to do something. See, like this, we have to, in preaching also, it's not like just da-da-da. But you have to see the time, place and circumstance. What this person is saying, what is happening. Then you have to preach. It's not just like all preaching like Maharaj, Devamrita Maharaj says, like for each person, it's a different person, different stroke. You know, like Hare Krishna. Different folks, different strokes. So here, for factually an advanced devotee, avoid speaking with persons who are not in devotional life. But to those who are in devotional life, he speaks in friendship. And he speaks to the innocent for their enlightenment. So this is what we have to learn. The Shastra has so many examples like that. Actually, once in the pastime of Rupa Goswami, there was one pandit. One pandit wanted to have a discussion. I want to have a debate with you. One pandit, he wanted to have a debate with Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami, you want to have a debate? I want to defeat me. Okay. He just wrote a piece of paper. Okay, I am Rupa Goswami. I am defeated. He gave the paper to him. He thought, now, what is the point in having a debate with this person? The person wants to have a debate and then there is no devotion, nothing is going to come out of this. And why to waste my time? He says, I am already defeated, so give the paper. So this is the person, our acharyas are very clever. Now, why to waste our time? Already I am defeated, I gave this paper. What is the meaning? So then Jiva Goswami is standing there. And says, what is this? Okay, so you got Rupa Goswami says, I am defeated. Okay, now he... Jiva Goswami talked to this person, defeated the person, and then after the Rupa Goswami, why did you waste your time? Actually, I wrote down and said I am defeated because I don't want to waste my time and you wasted your time. So like this, sometimes the saintly person avoid this conversation. There's no point in having a conversation if it is not going to have some Krishna Katha, some discussion about Krishna, or some remembrance about Krishna. Something has to come out of that. Otherwise, what is the point in furthering a conversation? Yes, as a devotees, we are not impersonal. We are personal. We have mutual inquiries. How are you? For example, if a devotee is sick, oh, Prabhuji, you are not this body. You are spirit soul. we can't. It's not, you are a spirit soul. This sickness is only for the body. We don't go there and preach. Yeah. If you are sick, if you have some problem, yes, you have to look after. You have to go to the medicine. You have to take the doctor. Whatever, the due care has to be taken. Nobody doubts about that. Nobody has any second opinion about that. Hare Krishna. So nobody has any second opinion. But we have to understand this is like a situation, how we have to deal with this. So we don't want to waste time. Because the time is very, very short. No? This Srimad Bhagavatam says, Ayur Harati Vaipumsan Udayanastan Yanushu Tasyarte Yakshananita Uttama Sloka Vartaya. Because every day the sun is rising and sun is setting. That means one day we are very close here, closer to? One day we are closer to death. Yes. Every day we are, sun is rising and setting. But a person who has heard the glories of Uttama Sloka. Uttama Sloka, who is Uttama Sloka? Don't ask what is his number. Who is Uttama Sloka?
Krishna.
Lord Krishna. Uttama Sloka. Uttama Sloka. Then for that person, the sun cannot do anything. Because he is proceeding towards Goloka Vrindavan. He is proceeding towards Vaikuntha Dham. For that person, these things will not have any problem. So that is why we have to use the time very, very valuable. Chanakya Pandit also says, this time is very, very valuable. So we don't want to waste the time. But at the same time, if an opportunity comes for preaching, speaking, then we should speak. And then that means, that is why in Bhagavad Gita, the characteristics of the devotees are mentioned, Maschita Madgata Prana, Bodhayanta Parasparam, Katayantascha Mam Nityam, Tushyanticha Ramanticha. Tushyanticha Ramanticha. Because what the devotees do? Machita Madgata Prana. They always, their mind and intelligence always dedicated in the service of the Lord. Machita Madgata Prana, Bodhayanta Parasparam. Among themselves, they keep on discussing about this Krishna Katha. And what do they get? Bodhayanta Parasparam, Tushyanti Cha Ramanti Cha. They get so much happiness out of that. They get so much happiness. Tushyanti Ramanti. Tushya means they get so much satisfaction, and Ramanti Cha means they get so much ananda. This is the type of situation we are. Tushyanti Cha Ramanti Cha. So this is what we have to do. And here, we discussed about Sukadeva Goswami, how he was treated, how Rupa Goswami avoided the situation. And here, Srila Prabhupada mentioned about Jada Bharat. So I just want to read a little bit about Jada Bharat and the characteristics of Jada Bharat. How? Because it's not like we can't imitate this. See, one thing we have to remember, okay, now today I read about all the Jada Bharat. So now I'm going home now, I'm going to become like a Jada Bharat. It's not possible. Jada Bharat is a very special situation. Or Utkal may be a special situation. But whatever situation we are in, we may be a Grahastha. If you become a Jada Bharat, your wife will be saying, oh, this is a problem. You went to the Bahavatam class, you became like a Jada Bharat. No, we don't want you to become Jada Bharat. Yeah, I want you to become like a Jada Bharat in realization, not in the activities. You have to still go to supermarket, still you have to go to, tomorrow you have to go to work, not day after tomorrow. Tomorrow you have to come to Balaram Purnima. So here, the Jada Bharat, the characteristic, the chapter is supreme character of Jada Bharat. Degraded men are actually no better than animals. The only difference is that animals have four legs, such men have only two. These two-legged animalistic men used to call Jada Bharat mad, dull, deaf and dumb. They mistreated him and Jada Bharat behaved for them like a madman who was deaf, blind or dull. He did not protest or try to convince them that he was not so. This is another thing. So even though Jada Bharat was a highly self-realized person, even though the people were calling him like a dead, dull, dumb, all these things, he didn't kind of, oh, okay, I'm giving a statement to contradict that. No, he didn't bother doing anything. Because he knows what is the value of their thinking. They may think anything. That is why as a devotees, our thinking also, when we are going towards a particular, our aim is different. We are going, our aim is going back to spiritual, going back home, back to Godhead. Sometimes people may say so many things, oh, you are wasting time, you are doing this. But no, we are not going to be distracted by this. In English, there is a proverb, dogs may bark, caravan has to pass. Is something like that correct? Is it? So same way, when we have our goal is going back home, back to Godhead. And these type of distractions can be there, but we are not bothered about it. We want to continue our journey. And here, this says here, if others wanted him to do something, he acted according to their desire. Whatever food he could acquire by begging or by wages, and whatever came to his own accord, be it a small quantity, palatable, stale or tasteless, he would accept and eat. It's very difficult. Breakfast time, and he say, whatever comes, he will eat. He never ate anything for sense gratification because he was already liberated from the bodily conception, which induces one to accept palatable or unpalatable food. He was full in the transcendental consciousness of devotional service. Therefore, he was unaffected by the dualities arising from the bodily conception. Actually, his body was as strong as bulls and his limbs were very muscular. He didn't care for winter or summer, wind or rain, and he never covered his body at any time. He lay on the ground and never smeared oil on his body or took a bath. Because of his body was dirty, his spiritual effulgence and knowledge were covered, just as the splendor of a valuable gem is covered by dirt. He only wore a dirty loincloth and his sacred thread, which was blackish. Understanding that he was born in a Brahmin family, people would call him a Brahma Bandhu and other names. Being thus insulted and neglected by the materialistic people, he wandered here and there. So this is the characteristics of Maharaj Jada Bharat. But Jada Bharat was not an ordinary person. He knew everything. He knew. He didn't want to get entangled again. This is the problem. This is the problem. He knows. Last time I was Jada Maharaj Bharat, and then I made a small mistake, and then now I have to take the deer's body, and then after the deer's body, now I have to come to the situation, the Jada Bharat. I want to be very careful. This is the mood of a devotee, because devotee is thinking now, his aim is now we have very short time. We don't want to again prolong this thing. Our aim is to go back home, back to Godhead and serve the Lord. And why you want to get entangled here? That is why he behaved like that. That's why Srila Prabhupada mentions like that. So like this, we have many examples in the history. How different personality, like Sukadeva Goswami we discussed, Rupa Goswami, how he avoided this pandit. Like, no, I don't want to have any discussion. Like this, these are all the examples we can learn. And Srila Prabhupada concludes the purport in here. For all practical purposes, the whole world is full of non-devotees. So, non-devotees, so what should we do? For all practical purposes, the world is full of non-devotees, so we'll just all go and sleep. No, that is not the purpose. Yes, we know that the whole world is full of non-devotees. We have to do our bit. If Srila Prabhupada thought, if soul, everybody, so many non-devotees are there, then we will not be here. So Prabhupada took the pain. Why he came? Yes, the order of the Guru and also compassion. Vaishnava is paradukkha dukkhi. Vaishnava is called paradukkha dukkhi. So he came on the order of his Guru and just give the message of Krishna. So here, and Srila Prabhupada talks about, there are one kind of very advanced devotee called Bhajanandi. Bhajanandi. Hare Krishna? Finishing. Soon finishing. You just... Bhajanandi. Bhajanandi. What is Bhajanandi means? Constantly chanting. His same is always chanting. Chanting always. He is not like a... He is not a person who is going to come out and discuss all this. No. But we should not think that Bhajanandi is inferior or anything. There are so many Bhajanandis in our Sampradaya also. Who is one of the Bhajanandi in our Sampradaya? Anyone remember? Acharyas also. So it's like Haridas Thakur and also Gaurakshadas Babaji Maharaj. They are very great, great Mahans, great Vaishnavas. And they were, they may be like a, by just their presence, by their being chanting only, they purify the whole place. That's it. They don't need any this thing. By being present. This is called Uttam Adhikari. Uttam Adhikari is a person, in his presence, automatically everybody becomes Krishna conscious. Madhyam Adhikari has to say something, then the person has to pick up and all these problems. Uttam Adhikari is present, automatically they become Krishna conscious. Because that is the potency of Uttam Adhikari. Gaurakishodas Babaji Maharaj, sometimes, you know, like he will just, most of the people will come and bother him. He will just go and sit place near some toilet or somewhere, where the people will not come for Asirvad. So he will sit there and he will continue his bhajan there. Because the problem is, if you are standing there and then they will say, okay, I want this, I want that, some materialism problem, land problem, this problem, we please sort out this problem, that problem. Why a sadhu is going to be sorting out this problem, actually? Once our Guru Maharaj came here, in that this current, previously it was a reception, one person asked the question, you have any questions? I will ask my passport. Passport gum ho gaya. What will you see? Last passport, I have to go to the passport office. what can you see? Like a spiritual master asking, what is your, any spiritual questions? I have lost my passport. If you have lost your passport for Vaikuntha, then you can ask the spiritual master. Then he will give away to, oh, go back home, back to God. That passport he can give. But I have lost my passport. This is like this sometimes, people and one place, they go to the spiritual master, they ask, sadhu has come, okay, very good. What do you want? I want some lucky number. So I'm going to play some lottery. I want to give a lucky number so I can get. This is not the purpose of going, because this is called botheration. In the purport, Prabhupada says, this is botheration. Again, saintly person is there. He can give you Krishna bhakti. He can take you back home, back to Godhead. He can give you all these things. You go ask for a lucky number, or you ask for some for last passport, or some this is last, that is. No, that is not the purpose of saintly person. If you have last, then you go on to do another application. Then you'll get the passport. Same way, we have to, this is why Bhakti Gaurakishodas Babaji Maharaj, he was very alone. Like Haridas Thakur also, like he was just chanting Hare Krishna. So these devotees are called Bhajanandi. But they are not inferior. Should not think, oh, we are Bhajanandi, we are big great preachers here, going here and there. No, they are just by their presence only they were preaching. We should not, any time we should think in a different way. And there are devotees are called Goshti Anandis. Here this Prabhupada says here, there are Goshti Anandi, however, preach to increase the number of devotees. Goshti Anandi. Any examples of Goshti Anandi? Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is a great example. See, and Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, actually Narsingadev, he told Narsingadev, my dear Lord, I don't want to come to Vaikuntha. What is this? You don't want to come to Vaikuntha? Yeah, I don't want to come to Vaikuntha alone. I want to bring all the Rakshasa friends also. They also, I want to bring them also. This is the beauty. So Vaishnava, he does not want to go alone. Like the whole pastime we read in Dhruva Maharaj's pastime also, when Dhruva Maharaj is going back to Vaikuntha or Dhruva Loka, and he is concerned about the mother. He's always, the devotee means always concerned about some other's welfare also. It's not just like, oh, my prasadam is finished, I've eaten everything, that's it. No, that is not devotee. Devotee is concerned about others. If you are concerned about others, Krishna is concerned about you. This is the beauty. We have to understand. Because it's not like, what is Krishna's business? What is Krishna's business? What is Krishna wants? God, what is Krishna, what will make him happy? I think we have to keep on asking questions, then only we'll keep quiet. No, I understood. After so many years. What will make Krishna happy? What will make Krishna happy?
Devotion.
Yeah, devotion. Very good. That's good. Keep on remembering that.
Serving devotees.
And we are all happy in Krishna consciousness and we go back to Krishna. Krishna will be happy. That's what Krishna says. So, if Krishna has in mind, this is what he wants. If you do any activity for towards that end, is Krishna going to be happy? Yes. That is what we have to do. That is what we have to do. Because Krishna, if a devotee takes care of another devotee and then try to help him, like another brother, like want to help him to go back to Krishna, Krishna sees, oh, this person out of the way goes and tries to do something, let him give all the mercy to the person. That is what Krishna gives. If you take care of somebody, then Krishna specially takes care of you. Krishna says in the end of Bhagavad Gita, Yayitam paramam guhyam mad bhakteshu abhidasyati bhaktim mayi param krutva mame vaishyasi asamshaya. He says, Yayitam paramam guhyam mad bhakteshu abhidasyati. This confidential knowledge, Yayitam paramam guhyam. Guhyam means this whole Bhagavad is concluding. Krishna is concluding Bhagavad Gita. This is very, very confidential. Yayitam paramam guhyam mad bhakteshu abhidasyati. A person who distributes this knowledge or shares the knowledge with others, what will happen to them? Bhaktim mayi param krutva. You will get analyzed bhakti for me. Bhaktim mayi param krutva mame vaishyasi asamsha. He will come back to me without fail. You don't have to have any doubt about it. This is what Krishna is. Krishna wants to give himself for that devotee. Because why? Because this person is interested in others' welfare also. Not only his welfare. Most of the people are interested in their welfare. Most of the people are interested in their only materialistic welfare. Nobody is interested in spiritual welfare. And some people are interested in their materialistic welfare. And some people are interested in their own spiritual welfare. They are also good people. And some people are not only interested in their spiritual welfare, they are interested in others' spiritual. No, I don't want, why the other person? Why? I have a medicine. I have wonderful medicine here. A cure for all the panacea, for all these things. And I just want to lock it up in the cupboard and not to give anyone. Why would I do that? We should not do that. Prabhupada didn't do that. Acharyas didn't do that. So we have to come up with this idea. Yes, we have to go. And what we get in return? Mom. This is Yayitam paramam guhyam mad bhaktesu abhidasyati bhaktim mayi param krutva mame vaishyasi. You will come back to me without fail. Krishna says that. And then he concludes that. This is after having said that, he is saying, Nachatasmat manushyeshu kaschin me prayakrtama. There is no person more dear to me than the person who does this activity. What else you want actually? What else we want? Krishna is giving, certifying everything. Ananyas chintayan tyomam ejana paryupasate tesham nityabhi yuktanam yoga kshemam vahami aham. So he says, I am looking after all your needs. So there is nothing to, why to worry, oh, what will happen to me, what will happen to me. What is your, anyway, you don't have any prestige or anything. Why do you worry about anything? Just do whatever Krishna says. That way, our going back home, back to God, it is guaranteed actually. So that is why Srila Prabhupada concludes here. But, even such, preach to increase the number of devotees. But even Prabhupada says, but even such preachers also avoid opposing elements who are unfavorably disposed towards spiritual life. We have to be careful. Preaching is a science. If somebody is not favorable, somebody is going to create a situation, then we don't want to keep on wasting so much time actually. We have to go. There are so many other people, so many other conditioned souls where you can give mercy. Okay, somebody keeps on arguing. There is no coming to any conclusion. No, I'm not saying we have to come to a conclusion, but we have to try. We have to try to give the knowledge. And we have to remember, we are only instruments. We are instruments. Sometimes we think, I spoke to this person for 1 hour. He's not accepting. That means like a problem with us only. We should never think that the result is for me. I have to do this as a duty. Krishna has ordered, I am doing as a duty. Whether to give success or failure, it is up to him. You want to make me success? Make me success. That's what Srila Prabhupada wrote in his diary when he landed in the Boston Harbor. You brought me here. I don't know what is your this thing. If you want me to make success, make a success. If you want me to make a failure, make. This is like a puppet, no? Like a, in the hands of. So we have to put ourselves in that situation. Then let Krishna orchestrate. If Krishna wants to make me a success, let him make a success. If Krishna wants to make a failure, so be it. As long as Krishna is happy, we do not care about anything else. Krishna is happy. This is what Krishna wants to do. Then we should be happy. So this is what. So sometimes we have to. If we are going and preaching to somebody, you are not getting much mileage out of the person. Give prasadam. Try to give prasadam humbly. Please take this. That way. And then let the other persons handle the person. You don't have to worry about it. We should not assume that like I am like a Uttam Adhikari in my presence. Everybody should become a devotee. May not happen actually. We are not Uttam Adhikari. We are in the Kanishta stage now. So next level is Madhya. So Madhya Madhikari, what we have, this is what we have to understand. If there is somebody advanced, we give respect and take association from them. The equal also, we exchange our relationship in an equal level. And somebody is innocent, then we try to preach to them. And if somebody is envious, we want to avoid them also. We don't want to spend too much time and then end of the day nothing is going to happen. Instead, we depend on Krishna Prasadam. Krishna Prasadam, please give some mercy to him. Like that we have to give. So this way, we have to learn these things. So like in Utkala's behavior, it's these things are mentioned. And Jadabharat also, we have discussed. So same, these are all the things we keep in our mind. And in our day-to-day preaching, these circumstances will come. How to handle these situations, we can learn from this. I'll stop here. If there's any questions or comments. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu.
Krishna has got many names according to his activities.
Yes.
I was wondering if there's any name for Krishna for his Jhulan Yatra activity, Radha Jhulan Krishna or anything like that?
Maybe all the pandits can say something. Actually, when you say Radha and Krishna, already Jhulan is coming into mind. The name itself is Jhulan only, Radha and Krishna. Because in spiritual world, talking is singing, like walking is dancing, same way, no? Like here, the Radha Krishna name only itself is like when you say Radha and Krishna, that means immediately the Jhulan comes into the mind. So I don't know whether anything, special name is there or not. Sukadeva Prabhu, anything?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember. Like Srila Prabhupada did give names like Radha Londoneshwara, Radha Parishishwara, like that. So maybe, I don't know. We have to check in the Prabhupada conversations on the folio. Yeah. Hare Krishna Mataji.
Thank you for such a nice class. The verse, Utkala Maharaj is described as being like a fire covered with ashes.
Yes.
But when we go out in Harinam, we are not acting like that. Going fully blazing.
Yeah, blazing fire. Yeah, that's true. Because Utkala, yes, it's a valid point. Sometimes, you know, like Utkala is mentioned here. He is like he remained like fire covered with ashes without blazing flames. But the potency of Harinam, you know, like it's not like a devotee is put this thing, but the happiness cannot be hidden. Some people ask Srila Prabhupada, like, why you people don't work? You don't have a go to work or anything, but you are very happy. You are very effulgent. They are always, Srila asks Prabhupada, then Prabhupada, you are very happy, or do you also come? No, we don't want to come. Because this is like Srila Prabhupada invited. Yeah, because this is like a natural characteristics of a devotee. Because it's not like devotees, they don't have to, it's not like some special cosmetic or something they put to make them happy. Because chanting Hare Krishna and doing all these activities, automatically the pleasure comes. That is why the sloka we discuss, Machita Madgata Prana Bodhayanta Parasparam Katayantascha Mam Nityam Tushyanticha Ramanticha. By just a name, Rama, Krishna, automatically the ananda comes, ramanticha. That is why it is very hard for a devotee to hide this thing. It's automatically the happiness will be there. Yeah, but here, sometimes, you know, like Jadabharat, he was not also exhibiting, because the reason was, you know, like he had a really bad experience. Okay, because when you have something, some people will be attracted to you. So then like a dear attraction, we will be attracted to somebody, and then again continue our journey. That is why he was a little bit careful. But we have to be careful also. Yes, as Mataji rightly pointed out, all this, whatever the pleasure, everything is all because of mercy of Krishna. It's not that now I have become a big Mahan, big saint, big Uttam Adhikari now, because everybody has to come. No, not like that. Because we are instruments of Krishna always. Even in the chanting Hare Krishna and going in Harinam. Yes, people are not coming to, because of Harinam they are not coming. Not because of me, because of Harinam. But Harinam has the effect on us. That is, we can't avoid that actually. Yeah, because of the happiness comes out of us, that is benefit actually. But so we have to always remember, we just while going on Harinam, yes, I am going as a messenger of Lord, messenger of Srila Prabhupada, want to distribute this message. So that happiness comes, so that is sometimes that inspires also. Inspires the other devotees. When they see, devotees are always happy. So once, you know, sometimes we think, you know, like one person was, devotee was morose, you know, like was going there. Another somebody from out of the blue comes. Hey, devotees are supposed to be happy. Why are you morose? You know, sometimes preaching comes like that. Somebody out of the blue comes and says, why are you very morose? You know, you are supposed to be happy. So it is a natural characteristics of the devotee. Yeah, he has to be happy. But here, sometimes in a devotee also, we have seen like some of the ecstatic symptoms, a devotee does not show, because otherwise it becomes like a sahajiya mentality. There are some characteristics of devotional life which are exhibited in the public, then it becomes like a disturbance section. So sometimes like a roll on the ground and doing then, and that does not continue. After that, that person, okay, where is my, oh, I forgot my BD here, oh, BD is here. So that means what? So long you are having so much ecstasy, and then when you are looking for the BD, then that means there is no ecstasy. So this is just like not, we don't want to put that type of ecstasy. We want, if a real ecstasy is there, even if there is a real ecstasy for the purpose of preaching and other things, devotees, they don't show up the ecstasy. This is another level we can think of. Hare Krishna. No questions? Okay, thank you. Now you said, okay, I mean I'm finishing. Okay. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki,
Jai.